Lessons from Jack Welch's Executive Assistant. Maintaining energy, admitting mistakes, and more are important parts of an assistant's role. While Roseanne Badowski was the executive assistant to Jack Welch at General Electric for 13 years, she learned many intense lessons about managing her manager. She did such a good job with her boss, a man whom Fortune magazine named as one of the top 10 toughest bosses in America, that he took her with him as his principal lieutenant and chief of staff at his private consulting firm when he retired in 2001. While at GE for more than 25 years, Badowski learned many crucial techniques for solving problems, developing opportunities, and navigating successfully through the workweek. Throughout her book, Managing Up, she offers many ways managers can build effective working partnerships and uses straightforward language and colorful examples of how they worked for her. Maintain energy and maximize efficiency. Some of the issues Badowski covers in her book include maintaining energy through a rough day, making the right decision with fairness, admitting and forgiving mistakes, limiting impatience, and even creating time where there is never enough. The helpful tips and techniques she offers in Managing Up explore the most important aspects of working with the boss to help him or her maximize efficiency and prepare for the important questions and situations that an executive faces while driving an organization. Although she started as a secretary and continued to perform many of the same functions, answering the phone, placing calls, taking shorthand, and typing, while working for Welch at GE, she also excelled as the quintessential executive assistant who served as a project manager, coordinator, communicator, and troubleshooter. She writes that we are all managers as well as secretaries, and we should all act in a secretarial fashion at times, rolling up our sleeves and doing the mundane tasks that make grand business strategies work. The basic principles of managing up. Some of the basic principles Badowski addresses in managing up include: managing is not the exclusive property of MBA graduates. At times, we are all managers, and we are all support staff. Those who manage up have to think and act like managers. A good manager is a student of cause and effect. It's not good enough to be aware of what's happening around you. You must also know why it is happening. If you are not helping, you are hindering. Ask yourself, did the work I performed today help achieve a goal? The importance of chemistry. While she addresses these issues and many smaller facets of managing up, she also explores the importance of chemistry. When she filled the job of the executive assistant to the CEO, the personal chemistry between her and Welch was crucial for both of them to achieve their personal and mutual goals. Describing why her first interview with Welch was so successful, she offers this piece of wisdom. Being fully effective springs from building a reputation for being a team player, demonstrating a willingness to accept responsibility, bringing new ideas to the job, and being productive. The real-life experiences she shares provide many lessons about resolving conflicts and effective communication. While expounding on the fundamental principles of managing up, she also professes some important points that have guided her along the way to success as an effective executive assistant. These points appear throughout every chapter as standalones that speak volumes in a few simple words. Some of these include such gems as make life easier for the person above you and treating all employees equally is unfair to your star performers. Vocabulary focus. Quintessential. Roll up one's sleeves. Hinder. Chemistry. Facet. Expound. Profess.